fruit is going to be Kedusha Shvius. We didn't discuss too much about fruit. Till now it was only vegetables. Fruit is a little bit different because the way that the fruit is going to be marketed is mostly through Otzer Beis Din. Okay? So, and it's not an there's no svichin by fruit. The problem by fruit is that it's shomer v'nevad, that it was worked the wrong way. In other words, they harvested it regularly or whatever, and you can't harvest fruit regularly, and they guarded the orchards and didn't make the fruit hefker. Both of those things that we're not going to speak about tonight, we'll see if that affects the permissibility to eat the fruit or not. It's not, and therefore things of people who rely on the heter mechira work the land normally and harvest normally, and according to those that hold that the heter mechira doesn't take effect, so what they're doing is taking perish shvius and working it wrongly and guarding it wrongly. So we'll see if that affects the heter of eating the fruit or not, or buying it. That's a separate thing. But how do you deal with fruit that's not shvichim, it's mutter to eat? More normally, what should be done with it is people should come out to the orchards and take what they want, up to three meals worth. But that's very not, the practical. People don't go out to the orchards to get their fruit. And the Torah wanted that people should get the fruit. They didn't want it should rot. So the Chachamim created the idea of an Otzer Beis Din in order to get Shemitah produce to the masses. They could benefit from it. And that's called an Otzer Beis Din. Let me read the way he puts it out. Tova Satzibur hi Sheperish Shviya Shehim Hefker Yurkezu Adidei Beis Din V'Yuchulaku Kedid. It's in the better interest of the rabbin of the community that perish shvia should be made available to them, that they shouldn't have to go out to the fields and take it themselves. Mikor takana zubetosefta. This idea of an otzer beis din is not mentioned in the Gemara. It's mentioned only in the Tosefta. Shiboshanu barishonu hayu shluchei beis din yoshvin apischei ayoros. The Tosefta says like this. Originally, the emissaries of Beis Din would go and sit at the entrance to the cities. People would bring their fruit into the city, right? But everybody couldn't find every individual that the fruit was hefker to go and get it from him. So they would take the fruit. They give the people who brought the fruit their share, three meals worth, which they were allowed to have, even though they were the owners of the fruit. But they didn't really own it, it was hefker. But they had a right to take three meals too, just like anybody else. The hashar machnisin also the otzer shabir. The rest they brought into a storehouse that was run by Beis Din. He gears man to einin, Beis Din sokrin poalim v'otzer also. When the time came to harvest the figs, so Beis Din would hire workers to go and harvest the figs and make them available to the Hamonah. And they would make them into cakes of figs. And they put them in this otzer, and people would come to the otzer to get it. The Hemshachat Osef to Lamanu should based on your Machalkin Bechol Erev Shabbos Paris the Figot Lamishbacha, and the Beis Din would distribute the fruit according to the size of families. The more people you had, the more fruit you got, to equal three meals for each person. Tosef to Zuhuva Baramban Ala Torah the Chaim Barashvias. This Tosef is quoted by the Ramban in his Parish on the Torah and also in the Parish of the Rash on Mishnayishvias. Shtei halachas porshu b'tosefta. The Chazon Ish learned from this tosefta two halachas. Shluchei Beis Din hayu notin peiros miyadim adiyim osam nosin lemevi mozen sholish tudos v'hashari machnisim bozer shabir. That the Beis Din took over the crop. gave the owners their share that they were rightfully had, not because they were the owners, because they also could take from Hefker, and took care of the rest of it. The second halacha is that when it came to harvesting the fruit, the Beis Din would hire people to do it and make the fruit available. The Ramban takes that one step further and he says that the peiros that were taken over by Beis Din do not have to have beer. We didn't learn yet about beer, but the halachas of beer do not apply to fruit that was under the Otzer Beis Din. Okay, if at the time of the beer it was under the Otzer Beis Din. But if you got it from an Otzer Beis Din before the beer, and then came the time of beer, you have to do beer on it. It's not that anything that was in the Rishus of Beis Din at some time doesn't need beer. But if it wasn't the Rishus of Beis Din at the time of the beer, it's not chayiv in beer. And this is what the Ramban says, HaPeirus HaMuchnosim LaOtzer Beis Din Enum Tzrichim Beer Achar Shekvar Muvuar En Hei Menabayis. The whole purpose of beer is to get it out of the house. Here it's out of the house. It's in the Rishus of Beis Din. Sharehim Shayachim Mechlal HaTzibur. Beis Din is holding it not for themselves, they're holding it for the sake of everybody. So it's already in the Rishus of everybody. The Enum Ruchush Prati Shayachim The Echad Aniyim The Echad Ashir Mutar Mlach Rabir The Kabal Meh Miyad Beis Din Lachlan. The fruit is mutter to everybody, rich, poor, everybody alike. It's hefker. So this is already in a state of being belonging to everybody. The fiach ros morna chazonish afak tzira v'abetzirin nasos the tzorach based in einam tzrichos tiena b'shinui. Normally, you can't harvest shemitah produce the normal way. You can only harvest a little bit at a time, and you have to harvest it in an unnatural way, not with the regular kalim, the regular tools that usually are used for harvesting. Two shinuyim, in the amount and in the way that it's done. The Chazon Ish said that once the peiros are under the Rishus of Beis Din, there's no reason to have to make any shinuy. You can harvest a lot at a time and harvest it normally. So when Beis Din takes over the vineyards or the orchards, the harvest can be done normally. Who does the harvest? Beis Din hires people to do it. They happen to hire the people who own the orchards to work their orchards. It's not, they're not doing it now as owners, they're doing it now as hired help, because the orchards were given over to Beis Din because they're hefker, the produce. Right? Ukra delo sikzer kederech hakotzer v'bayle mazrachmona. The Chazon Ish said, when the Torah said you're not allowed to harvest normally, that is the owner's not allowed to harvest normally. But if it's given over to Beis Din, they're allowed to do it. Not only don't you have to change the manner you do it, you don't have to change the amount that you do either. You can do all of it at once. Kolomer Beis Din. That's what the Chazon Ish says. You can harvest it normally, and it's not chayav beer as long as it's in Rishus of Beis Din. Haderech hanu'usa lechalukas peiros shviyas hanesofim b'meshokim shomrei shviyas lidei atzorchonim hi al yedei otzer Beis Din. We'll see. Not only that, you're allowed to weigh and do everything that normally you're not allowed to do a peiros shviyas, because the purpose over here is basically to distribute it, not to sell it. Basically, the Beis Din then is allowed to charge for this fruit, but they're not charging for the fruit. They're only charging for the expenses they had in transporting the fruit, harvesting it, in order to make it available to the public. So they're not charging for the fruit itself. The fruit is free. You're paying only for the packaging and transporting and the workers that they had to hire to harvest it. Theoretically, therefore, the peiros of Otzer Beis Din should be much cheaper than the peiros on the market, because the peiros on the market includes the fruit. It's not hefker. The owner of the orchard wants to make a profit on his fruit, right? It also includes the money that he paid for transporting it and harvesting it or whatever. So theoretically, the cost of Teirus of Otzer Basin should be significantly less than the cost. Unfortunately, somehow that doesn't work out. And if that's the case, then the whole purpose of the Otzer Basin is defeated. But yeah, no, there's all different kinds of Otzer Basins. What?
There were vegetables in the Arabs that come that expensive. It's mashkichim, and it's the Arabs know how to fix the price. But those are based on the things I've seen, they usually are lower.
Okay. Okay. Unfortunately, there are also based in. It's not like that. And so I heard on the radio, the what's it called? Somebody asked the idols that the some of the fruit of Otzer based in was like double the cost of what the other fruit was that was from Hetzer Mechira. It shouldn't be like that. In any case,
the other problem was that at least at the end of last Shemitah, 6 years ago, not only did they charge more money for some of the produce, somehow they ran out of money and they never paid the usual fee that they were supposed to pay.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Yeah. It's also a problem. The problem is where the money goes to 100% also. If the Otzer Basin is not a reliable Otzer Basin, right, and the Basin does not oversee the costs or whatever, then other people can make profit on this, and that's a problem. Okay, unscrupulous people take advantage of this to a certain degree, sometimes. Okay, so that is the concept of Otzer Basin. It's the purpose is to get the Shemitah fruit to the public, which it wouldn't be available if it wasn't this case. The people would just leave the fruit. They couldn't harvest their fields. People would have to come out in the fields, pick it themselves, and it wouldn't be available. So the purpose of Otzer Basin is that the Torah wants the people to eat the fruit. So make it available to them. So the Basin takes over. Then the harvesting can be done normally, and only charges are for transportation and for the cost of harvesting it, not for the fruit itself. Okay. Next week we'll go into the details of how do you buy this fruit, what can you do with it, or whatever, and eventually we'll get to the laws of beer. Before beer is not going to be till the end of the summer for something, mostly next year, after Rosh Hashanah is most of the beer. But this is the next topics, these three things: Otzer Beis Din, Shomer V'Neva, and beer. Those are the next topics of the room.